It's time to grow. In this series, Kate will guide you on a journey back in time to meet an old friend, your inner child, otherwise known as your soul, spirit, or heart. Come along as we talk about how problematic present-day experiences are often connected to your past and the unfinished emotional business of the kid inside of you. We will also explore how you can heal from these experiences and find more satisfaction in your life. Join us on this journey to a place that is deeper than words and older than time. And now, here is your host, Kate Schroeder.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Facebook Live episode number 4. Running just a couple minutes late this morning. I had a little bit of technological snafus I had to work around. But anyway, I'm here today to just share with you a little bit about some of my thoughts around feelings and how to get over them and move on with your life. And, what do we do with all those unpleasant feelings that seem to get in the way sometimes of our satisfaction in life? Like anything, these are my thoughts. They may fit for you, they may not. If you want more information, please feel free to reach out to me either during the live session or afterwards as well. And I'll periodically be looking at my screen because if I get questions or things, I want to be sure to respond to those too. So welcome to everybody who's here. Welcome to all of you who might be watching this on a replay. Today's session is going to be about how to get over your feelings and move on with your life. One of my group members asked this question some time back. They were talking about their feelings and that they had what they called their sensitive feelings, and they wanted to know how to get over them. And, I think that's a really great question that often gets supported in our society in terms of how do I get over these feelings? And what I'm here to tell you guys is that feelings are not something to get over. That feelings are in and of themselves very discrete experiences, meaning they have a beginning, a middle, and an end. When we can support the feeling, support the experience, we actually move through the feeling on our own and get over it, so to speak, on our own. We integrate it. We learn from it. Feelings are energetic experiences that are designed to give us more information about our needs and what makes us happy and satisfied and what dissatisfies us and so on. So feelings are a very, very integral part of life. And the thing that I think makes feelings the most difficult for people is that they actually aren't really feeling the feeling. There's some way that they have learned from the bonding they got around their heart, their emotions, their spirit, their soul, that didn't feel very pleasant when they were small. And so over time, they've learned to move away from feelings when they come, at least the unpleasant ones, and really try to focus on the pleasant ones only. And the reality is that as long as we're holding against a feeling, we're not going to feel it. We're going to say stuck, so to speak, and it's going to be difficult to shift that energy in any deeply profound and transformational way. So feelings aren't things to be gotten over, folks. Feelings are things to actually lean into because they are incredible and important messengers to tell us about what we need in our life and the direction that we're headed and whether it works for us or not. So in the case of the person who asked the question about how to get over their sensitive feelings, their sensitivity, which is probably a conglomeration of a variety of feelings, their sensitivity is there to tell them something. It's there to tell them about the experience, their emotional reaction to the world. And most of the distress that comes from what we call these unpleasant feelings, most of the distress is not really because of what it is that you're feeling. It's because how something much deeper, something much more unconscious, how you're feeling about that feeling. So say, for example, that I could take the feeling of anger, which is one that I am constantly working on supporting in my own process. Anger, you know, if I didn't have all this static and emotional interference inside, anger could be a very simple process for me. And there are moments now, because of the work that I'm doing on this part of me, where it anger happens in a very simple and very easy way, and it's incredibly gratifying. But more often than not, when anger comes up for me, I have a negative, a very deep, unconscious negative reaction toward it, and certain situations in particular. And so that's what creates the distress. So let me explain to you how this happens. Say that you're a little bitty baby laying in a crib and you need something, because little babies are all need, little kids are all need. And we don't have words yet. We can't climb out of our crib and take care of the need. So we're very, very dependent on people to help attend to us. And say that the person coming to help and attend to you has an energy that doesn't feel very pleasant to this baby. Could be for a variety of reasons. It could be that they're stressed out. It could be that they're overwhelmed, they're scared, just got some bad news. You know, many, many, many reasons why this caregiver's energy could be off. The point I'm trying to make, though, is that it has an impact on that little bitty baby. And the energetic response that the baby is getting to towards their anger or their crying is unpleasant enough that over enough time, the little bitty baby begins to adapt unconsciously inside towards the experience of anger. So anything that happens or starts to stir up anger inside of this child unconsciously gets organized away from. And fast forward 10, 20, 30 years, they become an adult who has what we might call anger issues. And it feels important now, folks, to say that anger issues are not just, they don't just look like those people who can't control their anger and, you know, it splatters everywhere. Anger issues can look like people who don't ever have anger. That is the same kind of issue, just the opposite side of the coin. But the point is that that little bitty baby grows up to become an adult who has a very, very hard time internally supporting that experience of anger. And so it creates all kinds of complications around the experience. And likely, anger then becomes an experience that that adult now gets hung up in or stuck in. And this is true for all of our feelings. I just used anger as an example. It could be true for fear. It could be true for sadness or heartbreak or grief or helplessness, powerlessness. You know, all those feelings that we kind of go, ooh, I don't like feeling those things. The trick, the key here, is to learn how to support all of our feelings so that we can move through them and get out of them and get unstuck. The way out is in, the way out is through. You know, it's the paradox of change. The more we try to make something different, the more it digs its heels in. So what I would encourage people to do is to begin to pay attention to the feelings that are happening in your world or in your life that you feel like you get hung up on or stuck in. There's something there. There's something more for you to know about that experience. And the only way to get over those feelings and move on with your life is to begin to dive into the feelings and unwrap them and see what else there is for you to know about that. Because it's quite likely that somewhere in your past, somewhere in your history, something unpleasant happened enough of the time in response to that feeling experience that now you have a hard time truly being there. And when I say being there, I don't mean in a cognitive kind of way. Thinking about a feeling is very, very different than feeling that feeling in a deep embodied kind of way. And that's the key, folks, is learning how to support all of your feelings in a deep embodied way. And that's how you're going to move through them and come out onto the other side. So those are my thoughts right now about that today. As always, I would love to hear your comments. Feel free to post any comments or reactions that you might have in the comment boxes below, or you can reach out to me and send me an email if that feels more like your style. Also, if you haven't yet checked out my visual journaling group, I'd encourage you to do so now. It's a private Facebook group where the environment is about building support and intimate connections so that we can explore more about what happens inside of us emotionally. Couple of announcements. I am in the process of launching my visual journaling course. So it's an actual online self-guided, self-paced visual journaling course that is an extension of the Facebook group. It's about learning how to use images to get deeper in words, deeper than cognition, down into our feelings so that we can learn more from them and get unstuck in our lives. So that is launching this Saturday, June 22nd. Anybody who signs up before the end of the day, Friday the 21st, you will get some additional bonuses with your course registration. You'll get a copy of my Soul Meditations Guided Imagery Program. It's a two-part guided imagery series. And you'll also receive two extra monthly bonus therapeutic coaching calls for the visual journaling course. So if you're thinking about joining up, you might consider doing so before the end of the day Friday so that you can get those added bonuses. You'll also get access to a secret visual journaling Facebook group. That's Facebook terminology. Basically what that means is it is by invitation only. So it is a very private, very intimate, small community in which you can reach out. You can share your visual journals, pieces of work you might want feedback on or just want to share about. So like I said, if you're thinking about signing up on this or you're wavering back and forth, I'd encourage you to go ahead and do it. If you do so by the end of the day, Friday, the bonuses are also included. Otherwise, the second announcement I want to make about that is the price goes up after July 4th. So the introductory price right now is a special launch price for the first 2 weeks. After July 4th, the price will go up. So again, if you're thinking about it, do it. And then I wanted just to give you a quick heads up. I am going to be featured on the Without Boxes podcast, and that will be launched next week, the episode that they recorded me on. So I will be putting out more information about that as well, if you'd like to listen more about that. So that's it for me today. I hope I gave you some nuggets to think about. And as always, if there's anything you have questions about or comments or reactions, please don't hesitate to reach out. Thanks a lot for listening. Bye-bye.